BBC News, I'm John Shea. A space capsule containing the largest sample of an asteroid ever brought to Earth is undergoing checks in a clean room in the US state of Utah after touching down at the end of a seven-year mission. It's estimated the samples weigh 250 grams. Tiny portions will be distributed to researchers around the world in the hope of shedding new light on how planets were formed and life arose billions of years ago. NASA's chief scientist at the Johnson Space Center, Dr. Eileen Stansbury, told a news conference how nitrogen gas was being used to protect the samples.
The entry into the clean room has gone extremely well. They're removing portions of the canister so that they can get a continuous flow of nitrogen into the sample canister to ensure that there is no contamination from Earth's atmosphere and maintain the pristinity of these samples.
Serbia and Kosovo have traded accusations after an outbreak of violence between ethnic Serb gunmen and police in northern Kosovo. One police officer and three attackers were killed in fighting centred on a Serbian Orthodox monastery. More details from Guy Delaunay.
The shooting appears to be over. Authorities at the Banska Monastery say the armed men who entered their grounds have now departed, but the mutual recriminations between Serbia and Kosovo continue. Serbia's president, Aleksandar Vučić, said there could be no justification for the killing of a Kosovo police force officer near the majority Serb town of Zvečan, but he insisted that Kosovo's authorities bore ultimate responsibility, and he blamed Prime Minister Albin Kurti for a months-long campaign of provocations towards ethnic Serbs. Mr. Kurti has repeated his claim that the armed group was supported by official Belgrade.
Armenia says more than 1,000 refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh have crossed its border, the first to escape since Azerbaijan captured the enclave last Tuesday. Reports say ethnic Armenians are leaving the main city, Stepanakert, by car in large numbers. Some refugees said they'd barely survived as their villages were bombed and shelled by Azerbaijani forces. This Karabakh Armenian mother of three said leaving would be permanent.
No one is going back. That's it. We are over this Karabakh topic for good, I think, unless the world turns upside down and everything is good again for everyone everywhere. Because right now the world is a complete mess. No one knows what's going on. But maybe we will have some kind of a payback, although that's not possible, just not possible.
Nagorno-Karabakh separatist leadership says the region's 120,000 Armenians don't want to live under Azeri rule for fear of persecution. World News from the BBC. President Emmanuel Macron has announced that France is recalling its ambassador and other diplomats from Niger and ending military cooperation. 1,500 French troops, part of an anti-jihadi deployment in the Sahel region, are being withdrawn by the end of this year.
France has decided to bring back its ambassador. And so in the coming hours, our ambassador, with several diplomats, will return to France, and we are ending our military cooperation with the de facto authorities of Niger because they no longer want to fight against terrorism.
Niger's new military government welcomed the decision, saying it would help to restore sovereignty. The former Bolivian president Evo Morales has said he will seek to return to the post in the next election, due in 2025. He said he was responding to calls from members of the governing Movement for Socialism. His candidacy is a challenge to the current president, Luis Arce, a former ally-turned-rival who has yet to say if he will seek a second term. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is facing criticism for the decision to honour a former Nazi soldier in Parliament last week. The Ukrainian veteran, who fought for Hitler's Waffen-SS during the Second World War, was given a standing ovation in the House of Commons in Ottawa during a visit by President Zelensky. Canada's Conservative opposition leader, Pierre Poilievre, said Mr. Trudeau should apologise for what he called an appalling error of judgment. The far-right Alternative for Germany party has failed to secure its first mayoral victory after its widely tipped candidate lost in the city of Nordhausen. A confident Jörg Profeit was defeated by the independent incumbent Kai Buchmann. His failure was welcomed by the keepers of a nearby Nazi concentration camp memorial. Mr. Profeit has been accused of extremism and historical revisionism. BBC News.